Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are locked and loaded to talk to our friend Little Nate X. Eric Nathan, Barstool Nate, man of many names, but only one true character. He's a solid individual. What up, Nate, dog?
What's up, my kings? How are you?
What's up, brother?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Beamish, I bet you hate that you have to log on to like Amazon and Netflix and all that to watch football, right?
Nah, I just show up to a place that I don't have it.
Oh, you go out to bars?
Yeah.
I didn't know they let old people in bars. That's cool.
Nate, if you can hang out with me and keep up, then we might call you Big Nate instead of Lil Nate X.
I mean, I would drink you under the table.
You're not going to drink me under the table. You could walk and walk under the table. I know that.
Okay. Beam it.
But you don't want to go there with me. I'll put you to sleep and carry a little tail home and tuck you in.
I'll put a double move on
Nate,
you, score
woke up and chose violence
at quarterback, and then we'll go to the bar after that. I'll break your ankles on the football field, and then I'll drink you under the table.
You're not athletic, and you are not good. You walk and you fall off of curbs and mess your ankle up.
Beamage, you collect Social Security.
No, I don't collect Social Security.
Nate, shut up. Where did you come from this morning? You shot out of a cannon. Just going at me.
Nate talks a lot when he's at home in a wheelchair.
It's tough to brag about your athleticism when you broke your foot getting out of a car.
Listen, JP, you have to be an athlete to break a bone. We don't all just go on vacation and sit around on our fat butt like you.
Nate, put the stream on right now on 106.7 The Fan YouTube, and you see me grinding in a field. I'm not catching any vacation talk today. I wanted to ask you, though, seriously, what's your level of excitement for the NFL schedule release? Little bits and pieces are starting to leak out. Peter Schrager saying that maybe the Commanders open on Sunday Night Football against the Giants. Like, do you get into it? Are you intrigued? Are you trying to put all the puzzle pieces together?
Yeah, like, at the end of the day, we're all, like, kind of, like, NFL, like, junkies. It's just any little hit of the NFL we can get during the offseason just gives us that high we need until the season starts. So, you know, I'm not doing predictions and all of that, but it's, you know, it's exciting. You know, you get excited. Oh, we're playing the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. We're playing the Giants on Sunday night. Like, I'm looking forward to this game or that game. It's exciting, I suppose. It's not, you know. If I'm not refreshing my computer waiting for the drop, but it for May 14th football news, it's fine, you know, like I get into it.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, May 14th football news. Are you way more excited? The Commanders have veteran OTAs today. It's phase three of OTAs. The veterans are there. Beamish, I don't know if you're aware of this. Nate wrote a blog last week called Send Jaden Daniels to the Hall of Fame Immediately.
Yep.
And I texted him and I said, don't do that. And
nope.
He said, oh, I'm doing it. And I mean, what are you going to do the first Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin video you see in about an hour, hour and a half?
I mean, we can't say on public airwaves what I'm going to do, but I think you get the idea. It's exciting, you know, like, we have a Hall of Fame quarterback that we're going to watch blossom in front of our eyes. The flick of the wrist, he throws the ball 75 yards, drops it in the breadbasket. If you're not excited for this quarterback to be throwing to the best wide receiver in football team history, then I got nothing for you. It's an exciting time to be a fan of the Washington Football Commanders football team, and I can't wait to see him complete, you know, these non-pad, no defense, you know, 70-yard bombs. It's, again, two things exciting on May 14th: schedule announcement and Jaden to Terry for the first time. I cannot stress that this is not shtick. This is actual, genuine excitement, because I fully believe we finally have a good thing going in Washington, and I don't think that there's any curses or jinxes or anything like that that can screw it up, besides maybe the field itself at FedEx that, I'm knocking on wood, doesn't destroy their legs like they have everybody else. But, yeah, I'm fired up, man. I am very fired up.
People would totally believe you if you hadn't been promoting Carson Wentz like that.
Look, sometimes you just have to put on blinders, you know. You have to just blind leading the blind, as they say. If Carson Wentz is my quarterback, I'm going to support him. It's the way I was raised. If we have a quarterback, that's my guy. John Beck, I put him in the Hall of Fame.
I'm going to help you out a little bit. How about let the people just get on the field and start doing real stuff before you do it? The head coach wouldn't even go there. He's like, look, man. Anybody can win this rookie minicamp, but he gets excited about a little thing, but pump the brakes a little bit.
I won't pump the brakes. I will never pump the brakes. That's a promise.
So, I mean this seriously. We're talking with our friend Barstool Nate. You can follow him at Barstool Nate on lots of different platforms. I guess I have to stay seated for the stream, huh, Jeff? But when you were doing the Wentz stuff, like, I would often text you after our weekly conversation and be like, dude, are you doing a bit? Like, you can't actually believe in this dude so much. B and I would talk about it. And I still think you were trying to lock your brain into a place where you could root for Carson Wentz, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you're doing that here. I don't think – like, the organization had to try to lie to themselves. Like, all right, Carson's our guy. Like, everybody kind of had to try to lie to themselves. I don't think that's what's happening here at all. Like, I think there are real reasons to be excited. And Jaden does throw a really pretty ball. Like, I think there's all that sort of stuff to be excited about. And yet, my only caution is, I think there's truly reasons for excitement. But I think it's a misstep if we get too far down the quarterback savior road. Like, I think we're better if we can ease our way into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I understand. And in reality, leading up to the draft, we had this conversation a ton, that it's really hard in the NFL to get a guy at quarterback. It's extremely difficult, no matter how talented the guy is in college, how high you are on him, how good his stats were, you know, in the SEC, whatever. Going from college to the NFL at quarterback is the hardest thing you can do as a professional athlete, in my opinion. So while we can temper our expectations about Jaden, I refuse to. And the reason being is, as an adult, I have never seen a good quarterback in Washington. So I will never sit here and say, oh, this might not be the guy, this might not be guy. Because you know what? What if he is the guy? I want to be leading the bandwagon when Jaden Daniels throws for 4,200 yards, runs for another 1,000, and takes us to the Super Bowl. I don't want to be the guy sitting in the back seat scurrying out of the hole week 14 and being like, oh, can I start cheering for him now? No, I'm a day one guy, ride or die. I will fire 10,000 three-pointers and just hope to make one of them. That's all I'm trying to do, make one three-pointer out of 10,000. That's what it's like rooting for a Washington quarterback. So I will never stop shooting, ever, ever, ever. This is our guy, and this is different than the other guys because of just like the raw talent, athleticism, the difference in the ownership, the leadership, the coaching staff. Everything's different now than everybody we've ever had at quarterback in Washington. There are similarities to RG3. Sure, I don't want to hear them. Everything is different now. Jaden is our guy. He has, you know, the explosive wide receiver core. He's going to have all the support of the coaching. They're going to build around him. This is it. We finally have our guy. Maybe not Super Bowl this year. Maybe not next year. But in the next 5 years, we'll be there.
Yo, we got a boogie. Thank you, dude.
All right, see you guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.